Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sports from Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we're glad to have you with us, and we got a great show in store for you. Going to kick it off with our friends from Ducks Unlimited. Greg McCoy joins us. He's the relatively new regional director for Ducks Unlimited. Greg, thanks for being with us. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. All right, I say relatively new position. So let's start out with letting folks know who you are. And as you explained to me yesterday on the phone, you know, by no means are you new to Ducks Unlimited. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I have been in this position for about a year. September will actually be 1 year. But I have been a volunteer with Ducks Unlimited for nearly 25 years.
Wow.
Started out with my home chapter here in the Greeley area. Was on that committee for quite a while, was the area chair. Kind of took over a district chair role, worked up in the state level, eventually was the state chairman about 12 years ago. And just stayed very active with them over the years. It's a great group of people, great mission, great cause. So keep you coming back.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I don't know. I moved here in 93 from Dallas. And I don't know. There's a ton of great, or I'm going to be careful how I say this. You'll understand why in a minute. But a lot of great organizations, conservation groups and all. And some just seem to be on a little bit different tiers than others. And so I'm getting to a compliment for Ducks Unlimited. You guys have always just seemed to kind of be a little step ahead in a lot of ways and just done a good job and always came across as a super classy organization. And also, I think that's been a good thing and something that people have known. Folks that are with Ducks Unlimited are dead dog serious about ducks.
You know what? They are. And I thank you for the compliment because that's, I think, why I have stuck around as long as I have. DU is dedicated to the mission, and that is to conserve, restore, and protect wetlands habitat throughout North America. It's 26-word mission, and it's focused on conservation, and that's what we do. When people give their hard-earned money, time, talent, treasure, it needs to go to the right thing, and it needs to be used the right ways. And, you know, DU uses a scientific approach to everything we do. If it doesn't make sense to use the money in that area, we're not going to do it. We probably have more PhDs and, you know, doctoral educated people in our organization than most conservation organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they spend the money, we're very frugal, I guess is the best word. 83 to 87 cents on every dollar we raise at our events goes back to our mission of conserving habitat.
Right.
We don't spend it on a lot of dumb stuff.
Right. Yep. And, you know, when you look at how many chapters you got, and we'll get into that in here in a second, I mean, it takes a lot, man, to pull all this together. And you use the V word, the volunteer word, and of course, most groups operate like that. Pretty much. I mean, that's also, I think, in a lot of ways getting harder, you know, as people age out a little bit. You know, we've had guys that have been doing things for 30, 40, 50, 60 years with some of these organizations. They're aging out, and we need some new, fresh, young blood coming into all these groups, don't we?
We do. That's one of the biggest challenges. You know, we get some, but we need more. We need volunteers. You know, there's two things that we talk about on a staff side. Is it the attendees or is it the volunteers? And really, it takes both. And you've got to have a good balance of the new blood coming in, keeping things fresh, keeping it new, keeping new attendees coming in. They all go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Again, Greg McCoy is with us. He's the regional director for Ducks Unlimited. We've got a lot of things we're going to talk about here. But let's talk about some of the things that you guys are, into right now. Let's look at some of the numbers of what you've done over here over this last year or so, and then some of the battles you're facing right now.
Yeah, so I don't have the current numbers aren't up on our reports yet.
Okay.
But looking back at our last fiscal year that we can report, you know, here in Colorado, we conserved almost 3,500 acres of habitat. Now, that's protected for a minimum of at least 10 years. A lot of that's done through conservation easements and programs like that. We do a lot of work with organizations like Colorado Parks and Wildlife. You know, they have properties that need to be done. We've got the engineers, the biologists, and the experts that can show them how to do it and help them with that. But in Colorado total, since 1984, it's a little over 123,000 acres wow. of habitat. You know, the budget, typically we do have a conservation office here up north where I'm at in the Fort Collins area that's where our biologists, our engineers, our land managers, our water specialists, that's where they're officed for kind of this area of the country. And they run a budget of about $4 million. So they're putting the money in and they're getting the work done. To put that in perspective, we have a lot of people who say, does it come back to Colorado? If I give my money to a DU event here in Colorado, is it coming back? Their budget's about double what we raise in Colorado. So the money is coming back to Colorado strong.
Right, right. And you guys have been a great supporter of our, I say new, three-year-old now, new, our Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo. And I want you to know we appreciate that. I know Phil and Abe do as well. And you guys have been a great supporter there. And looking forward to hopefully having you guys back there this next year. And, all right, so when we talk – yeah, so in the mission of it a little bit, and I probably should have started that with just your exact verbiage. I mean, how do you describe the mission for DU?
Yeah. Really simple. Conserve, restore, and protect wetlands habitat throughout North America.
Okay.
That's our dedication, and that is our mission. It's literally, it's 26 words total, and that's all it is. That's all we focus on.
Wow, that's great. And as I mentioned, we do have an event coming up. Now, before we get to this event, we're going to be talking about in Douglas County. You've got something in Colorado Springs I think you want to mention.
Yeah, so we've got two coming up. Like you said, Douglas County, which I'm really here to talk about, but we also do have our Colorado Springs chapter is going to be doing a golf tournament on next Friday, Friday the 21st. It's going to be at the King's Deer Golf Club in Monument. Shotgun start is at 9. They do have check-in and breakfast starting at 8, and then lunch after with a small silent auction, door prizes, that sort of thing. So, again, King's Deer Golf Club. You can pick up tickets at ducks.org/Colorado. Singles are available for $150. If you want to do a foursome, that's $600. If you're not a golfer but you want to support our mission and what we do for wetlands, they are offering up a sponsorships for hole sponsors. I believe they're still looking for a breakfast sponsor, a beverage sponsor, a lot of different things. All that's on that website.
Okay, and that's ducks.org/Colorado.
Yep, /Colorado, and then you just go to the events tab at the top, and it'll populate, and you can get right in there.
Okay, great. All right. And then our deal. Tell us about that, August 21st, Kirk Hall, Douglas County Fairgrounds. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our Douglas Elbert County chapter, a great group of volunteers. They will be filling out Kirk Hall again this year. Doors open at 5:30. We will have a silent auction, a live auction. There'll be different games, some raffles. If you've never been to a DU event, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of opportunity to get some great prizes and some gifts. But, again, you mentioned earlier, this is a volunteer organization.
Yeah.
In that room that night, I will be the only staff person. It's 100% local community volunteers coming together for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and one thing great about events like this too, man, it just gives you, dude, we're living in a crazy world, and it's nice to go spend, three or four hours around some great people, like-minded people for the most part, and you'll see friends if you're in this outdoor community at all, and you'll meet some new friends. And that's a lot of it, too, just getting to know some folks.
Yeah, it's a fun event because, and I chuckle when you say like-minded because it's definitely a like-minded community. But you know, you go to a lot of these banquets and you see round tables where you got your little 8 or 10 people sitting together. Not this event. Most of their tables are going to be a community type table, long banquet tables put together in a row, and you'll be sitting with new people, getting to know new people. It's fun that right. way. It really truly is a community event.
Right. Now, what are some, and I guess I'll let you run through whatever chapters you might want to mention here in Colorado, and then mention we need help. You know, I'm sure there's some organizations right now. I mean, some chapters right now. Hey, you could probably get open here pretty quick if you just had some more people. So what plea would you like to put out there to our listeners that maybe all around the state here of where they could be of some help there and maybe help start another chapter or help with a current chapter?
Yeah, so we've got a few down in the, and I say down, I'm up in Greeley, but down in that Metro Denver area, we do have what we call the Originals. Their event's typically in May, but they're going to start planning here soon. They meet at the Welshire Golf. Well, their banquet's at the Welshire Golf Course every year. So we've got them. We've got a chapter in Golden. We've got a chapter in Evergreen. We do have a different Metro Denver event. It's called the Gala. It's traditionally one of the top two or three events in the nation. 2 years ago, we didn't have it last year because of some personal conflicts that were going on with my predecessor, but it's typically at least $1 million of fundraising in one night. It's a big event. It's a fun event. So that event's in end of October. So if anybody interested in attending, again, ducks.org/Colorado has all of our events listed. Coming up north, we've got chapters in Longmont, Fort Collins, Windsor. If you've got students heading up to CSU, we do have a student-run chapter, which is one of the top in the nation every year at Colorado State University. Great group of kids. They meet year-round, or not year-round, during the school year, but every other Thursday they meet in one of the meeting rooms that on campus, and they do a great job. So yeah. great group. Greeley, if you're in the Greeley area, we want to get Greeley back up and running strong. You know, a little personal me, because that's my home chapter. So my mission is get that going this year. Down in Denver, we definitely want to get our Littleton chapter started back up. We've had one in Northwest Metro in the past. I would like to get one back up in there, the Brighton area. You know, pretty much if I haven't mentioned it, I want to get a chapter started. We're here to raise money, and the more people we get involved, the more we raise.
Sure. Again, if you just join us, Greg McCoy is with us. He is the regional director for Ducks Unlimited. A couple of events, and the ones we mentioned happening on the same day, we understand that. But in Colorado Springs, you got a golf tournament at the King's Deer Golf Course there, and that is August 21st. Again, you can go for all the information we're giving you here. Even if you want to help volunteer with something or figure out more, you can just go to ducks.org/Colorado and get in touch with them there. You can click on the events tab there, see what all is going around. If you'd like to help and volunteer at one of these, I'm sure they could still use some volunteers. I know we're getting on this just a little bit late here when it's just around the corner, but hey, there's still time for you to help and for you to participate. And then we've got in the evening there, August 21st, at Kirk Hall, Douglas County Fairgrounds, just a great banquet there, as Greg mentioned, a lot of fun, silent live auctions, raffles. If you've been to Ducks Unlimited banquet-type deals before, you know they are action-packed for the full evening, and usually some good food as well. So, Greg, man, where do you kind of see all these conservation groups and different things going in the future? I mean, how can we keep all of this going with – I mean, we're fighting so many battles, you know, here in Colorado with – you know, from gun laws to the fur bear stuff to, I mean, we don't even have time to mention all the things we're fighting, but I guess what I'm trying to say is, and I want to wrap this up with people getting membership, you know, and being a member of DU. And but so I'll let you talk about that and the importance of that. But I mean, it is going to be something we're all going to have to be just really focused. And I tell everybody, you know, I don't care if you're what you are as a hunter or a rifle or archery or what you like doing. If you like the outdoors, I mean, truly for probably most of these groups, I would say an average is $30 to $40 for a membership, you know, and you can for $200 or $300 belong to them all. I mean, we blow a lot of money on a lot of different stuff. That would be a good place to put some money. Is just join all these groups and help them, because that money in turn, and again, most of the groups we deal with are like this, hey, that ginormous percentage of what they get comes right back to this state. And we can't do it without that money, just to be honest. Yeah.
You know, and you hit it. DU membership's $35 a year. That's it.
Okay.
You know, $3 a month. It's not a lot of money. Skip a Starbucks and you've covered a couple months. But yeah, $35 a month, all our membership is. You're not wrong. The more you're involved, the more you hear. I guess my biggest advice with this change in environment, and I was born and raised here, and it's changed in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my suggestion to everybody out there is stay educated on what's going on. You know, we just had a big push where the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed, and they did it with a 14-day comment window, a change to the rules that would drastically address how the prairie pothole region is managed. And basically they were going to change the distance from a piece of water that is under a conservation easement, and which basically says on an easement, it can't be changed. Once it's established, that land has to remain the way it is. Whether it's native prairie land, whether it's a farm area, whether it's ranching, but it can't be built on, it can't be structurally changed at all. And they were going to change the rules that would allow people to go in and do tile draining within like a 10-mile area. And, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but those tile drains will suck water from those potholes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what happens is, stat I learned this year, when ducks are breeding and they're planning nesting, a mallard pair or a pond will only hold one mating pair of mallards on the pond. And you're going to say, well, Greg, come on. I drive down the road and I see a bunch of mallards on the lake. Those aren't mating. It's the wrong time of year. When you see mating pairs, there's only going to be one pair of mallards. And if we start draining those little pockets of water, that's taking that breeding habitat and that nesting habitat away.
Gotcha.
It's things that people don't think about.
Sure.
So educate yourself as these things come up. You know, we try not to get real political within our organization. We don't battle unless it directly affects our mission.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times we don't touch gun bills and things like that. Just because it's not our mission.
Mm-hmm.
But things like this do. And, you know, DU sent out a call. We just had our Ducks Unlimited Expo in Memphis, Tennessee. If anybody wants to go to a great waterfowl hunting show, see the vendors, see the new gear, the new guns, it's the place to be. Early August every year, it's the first weekend. But we had 30,000 people sign a petition that we sent to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service saying, no, we don't want you to do this. So get educated on the things that are coming up and know how those do impact you. You may not think they do, but ultimately they will.
Right. Man, a lot to know. And hopefully we're going to put some things, I was talking with Greg, hopefully we're going to put some things together here where we can get them back on from time to time just to bring us, like I say, the educational side from what Ducks Unlimited has got going on, what they're doing, different events around, how you can help. And just to help, again, all of these great conservation groups. And, hey, none better than Ducks Unlimited. Hey, make your plans, play some golf, and then come to a banquet. Maybe you could fit all that in one day. But, again, in Colorado Springs on August 21st, you can just go to ducks.org/Colorado. Click on the events tab for information on that. But then we need you to be in your seat August 21st that evening at the Kirk Hall Douglas County Fairgrounds. A lot going on there again. Silent live auction, raffles, and guaranteed good time. And, hey, real quick note, today's show is brought to you by the Colorado Wildlife Council and the 2027 Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo. Save those dates now, March the 19th through the 21st. And, of course, we'll be talking about that in the months to come. But, Greg, hey, man, we thank you. I look forward to seeing you there. And, man, we'll do all we can to keep getting the word out about DU, man.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me on. Thanks for your support of DU. We always appreciate it.
All right, buddy, thank you. That's Greg McCoy, Regional Director for Ducks Unlimited. You're listening to Sports from Colorado. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, trust the best. For over 36 years, Liberty Safe has proudly been America's number one safe manufacturer. Built with American ingenuity and unmatched attention to detail, Liberty Safes are designed to protect your firearms, safeguard important documents, and preserve your most cherished valuables. And here in Colorado, your trusted source is Colorado Safes. With two convenient locations in Wheat Ridge and Colorado Springs, Colorado Safes offers the security solutions you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Stop by Colorado Safes today and protect what matters most. ColoradoSafes.com.
Are you in the market for a new firearm? Or maybe looking to purchase your very first firearm? Well, wouldn't it be great to have an experience worth telling your friends and family about while making such an important purchase? At Bighorn Firearms, we know how important that is, and it's our mission to provide this experience to every customer that walks through our front door. Hi, I'm Ryan, owner of Bighorn Firearms, located in Southeast Denver, and my team and I are customers too. We know what it's like to experience the typical specialty store attitude, and we believe everyone deserves a first-class experience when purchasing a firearm. If you're searching for friendly service, a knowledgeable and passionate staff, and a great selection of firearms, we'd like to invite you to Denver's best independent gun store, Bighorn Firearms, 1 mile east of Evans and I-25. Whether it's your first gun or you've been collecting for years, our friendly and knowledgeable staff are passionate about answering all of your questions. Service and selection is our commitment to you. That's Bighorn Firearms, located at 2175 South Jasmine Street, Suite 105, Denver. Call us now, 303-758-9423, or shop online, BighornUSA.com.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride the trails. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
For over 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx Maps to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of more than 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Boone and Crockett Club, and Eastman's. Whether it's on your smartphone or handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Go to the App Store or onyxmaps.com.
You're listening to 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. We are glad to welcome back to the airwaves Brandon, our good buddy from LT Arms, 8130 Schaefer Parkway in Littleton. Once again, coming to you from the world headquarters over here in Littleton. How are you, man?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm good. Son, what? Let's reflect back here a little bit. Now 2 weeks, good night. But what was that like at the end of the everybody trying to beat the August 1st rush?
Those last few days before the 72-hour cutoff for your background check, that was pandemonium in the store. It was insane. We had lines at every register, and yeah, people were coming in who've shopped here for a long time, and they're like, "What the heck is going on?" Like, I usually come here, and there's people in here, but this is, and it was, right. It looked like we were, doing a fire sale on guns or something. Like that.
I know. Yeah. And we were, I guess. Yeah. So you had people that didn't know anything about even what was going on. Then, of course, you had people that thought as long as they bought it on the 31st, they'd be good. Not understanding, you got the 3-day wait, or if they ordered something, that had to come in. Then they had to come in and do all the paperwork, and then the 3-day wait. And man, we tried to do all the warnings we could, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. We sent out, we mentioned it on the show. We sent out emails and texts and all kinds of stuff, and we still had guys coming in, the last couple of days, turning their phone around towards the register and going, "I want you to order me this one." We're like, "Well, we'd like to, but yeah. You're going to have to take that class." So, yeah, we have some stuff that guys were late on ordering or just timed it really poorly, and they kind of sat there for a minute and him nodding there. "All right, I'll take the class. Can I leave it back there until I get my..." And we're like, "Yeah, you can leave it back there. We have no problem storing it for you." Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we already have a couple people that are... I guess they're going to sign up because of poor timing.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have you heard so far? It's been a couple of weeks. There's a lot of things online about different classes and all. What are you kind of hearing a little bit about just how those have gone or how the process has been working? Has anybody been in to tell you their story?
No, we haven't met anybody yet that's actually gotten a chance to take the class or even sign up for it yet. We know that a few places are doing the class. I know Douglas County Firearms is doing them. I'm not sure on their schedule. I know that we're offering them on the 12th and the 19th of September here at LT Arms, and it's actually a free class. We got somebody who wants to do it for free because they don't agree with the entire thing, and they're like, "Well, if you have to take this class, then I'm going to offer it for free." So we have it September 12th and 19th through GT Tactical is going to be using our classroom area, and she's going to come in and teach the class. She's a military veteran woman taught class, so might see a lot of ladies in that class, but yeah, she's in complete disagreement with the slot, so she's like, "I'm going to do it for free if we're going to do it." And I'm like, "Yeah, you can do it here if you want." So
wow. All right, now, and we were kind of discussing this, but here's the way it seems like we're going to be able to gel all this together. If you just need the 4-hour class, now you would have to come the first date.
Yeah.
The 12th, right?
Yep.
Okay. You'd have to come September 12th to do that. If you just need the 4-hour class, you can attend that. And so this is going to be 2 6-hour classes, basically. But if all you need is the 4-hour, you can come on September the 12th. And again, man, absolutely no charge. And then get what you need to get your permission slip to buy a gun for that. And then if you're, have to do the 12-hour class, of course, then you'll be attending both of those classes.
Yep. We'll see you 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah, 2 weekends in a row. And that'll be here at the store, 8130 Schaefer Parkway. And I'm telling you, spread the word on this. Now, when I say seating is limited, they've got a certain area here. I don't know how many you can hold back there, do you?
We do concealed carry classes in there, and there's usually about 20 or 30 people that attend those. But, the space is pretty big, so, if she wanted to, she could probably fit a good 50, 60 people back there.
Okay, all right. But for free, man, you're not going to beat that.
No.
All right? So, okay.
No.
And what do they need to do? Do they need to sign up or just show up or...
Yeah, you can go. Her website is GT, like Gary Tom, tactical.com. And I think you can sign up there, but I think she, I'll confirm and we can talk about it next time, but
okay.
I think she is going to, I mean, you can do it as a drop-in, so.
Okay.
Yeah. The, it's pretty awesome ever to do. Like I said, Douglas County is another place that's doing them. I'm not sure beyond that because I've also heard a lot of sheriff's departments in different counties are
not participating.
They're not participating in this. Yeah,
not playing.
Yeah, they don't want to play that game. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. I mean, there's a few lawsuits that, you know, that were started before this, and now those lawsuits are gonna actually go in front of a federal judge. I know that the National Rifle Association, the NRA,
right,
joined in on a couple of those lawsuits. So to kind of further legitimize them. So yeah, mm-hmm. It's Colorado State Shooting Association, people like that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, talking about how they wanted to time it right, and their lawyers told them that we're going to do this, but we need to, you know, get it. Wait a week or two until the there's actual precedent to sue on, and there's results that we can kind of use to our advantage in court and
mm-hmm.
things like that. So it's going to be interesting to see where all this goes.
Right. Brandon Anderson's with us again. It's LT Arms, 8130 Schaefer Parkway. And, you know, if you haven't been over here yet, get over here, see the store. Fantastic store. The largest gunsmithing area I've ever seen in a single store.
Yeah.
And a great selection. And from all periods of time and from, you know, lever actions, the military, whatever you want, man, they got here. And just a super good selection. Now, you guys do consignments and stuff where people can bring those in. And, you know, man, you've gotten a lot of great things in, you know, just so far this year. But some things on the wings of even getting some more stuff. So it's cool how different, just all this comes about and different people walk in and, you know, all of a sudden, man, somebody's got this massive collection that they want to let you guys help them with.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that come in, and the gunsmithing does pull a lot of those guys in because they have older guns that they want to get worked on, and they don't know where to do it, and they'll go. We've gotten a lot of referrals from Old Steel, which a lot of guys are familiar mm-hmm. with. They do, you know, a lot of vintage military stuff, and guys will have stuff like that, and they'll say, "I need someone to work on this," and they send them over our way, and then, you know, pulls a gun out of the case and we get to talking and you guys buy collections, and before you know it, you're in someone's house and there's, you know, four safes full of M1 Grands and you're like, where the heck did you get all these things?
I know.
But yeah, we have one like that that's coming up. I think a local company was started by a lady's grandfather and he was president of the NRA in the 50s and was in the military and, you know, worked with local law enforcement, and they stopped by and she started talking and she was like, "I don't even know what half these things are. You guys want to come check these out?" And I was like, "We would love to come check those out." Oh, those are my favorite days.
Yeah, no doubt. And so kind of talk about your consignment program and just how it works.
Yeah, we do. So we do 75-25 split for people when we do consignment. So you get to keep 75%. We keep 25%. We started off at we kind of take your high and low of where you'd like to be price-wise and how much you'd like to get for the gun. We'll start it off on that high end for the first 30 or 45 days and see if we have any bites or anything like that. We can list them online on Gun Broker and Guns International and places like that also. But after that first 30 or 45 days, we'll kind of, you know, call you up and gauge where you want to go with it. We do really nice photo treatments with every single gun. We write them up. If there's a cool story behind them, we'll do a little write-up on the gun, and we try to provide that same level of service that a lot of the upper tier auction houses do, but without the buyer's premiums and things like that attached to to the gun sales.
Because, I mean, there is a lot of, I guess, handling on your part when you take these guns in. I mean, you know, and, I mean, hey, let's be honest. I mean, there were times when it was 10%, and then it went to 15%, then to 20% and 25% with most stores around. I mean,
yeah.
Because it's just a lot that goes on, man. You know, for you guys taking care of all that.
There is a lot that goes on with the photography and just the dealing with the Department of Revenue and everything like that. And now just all the regulations and the extra steps that everything takes in order to bring something into stock and
right.
and actually sell it and things like that. And Luckily, on consignment, so a lot of the extra taxes don't apply to those, so you don't get hit two and three times by state sin tax.
right. And most of you have probably seen there's been some news on suppressors that was good for a lot of states. Unfortunately, as we speak today, it doesn't help you if you're a resident of Colorado. But, man, it would be cool if we could get that coming this way.
Absolutely. We actually put in a call to our to one of the guys that I know down at the Department of Revenue who works with the Firearms Policy Department, and I was like, so I know this doesn't work for us right now, but what's this going to look like in the future? Are we going to be able to take advantage of this? Is this going to get worse? Is this going to get added to the SB 25-003 list of things that are even more restricted and harder to come by? So,
and which they could easily do.
They could easily do that.
A fluid list that we've talked about forever. They left it in the way it was written that they could add anything they wanted, basically.
And that's the thing a lot of people don't realize is when the federal law gets easier on something, a lot of times it gets harder at state level. You know what I mean? We've seen it with, everything from the legalization of marijuana that's happened all over the country to NFA items, anything that's regulated on that federal level, once they ease up on it, the states see an opportunity to either limit availability or find a convenient new way to tax it.
So for those states that are not like Colorado with a suppressor now, you just walk in and buy it.
Yeah, I've seen videos all day long. I saw the first one last night. It was at midnight. They had Brandon Herrera and another one of the state house reps in Texas, take possession of the first ones that were sold without any kind of NFA registration. But then I've seen Silencer Central and a few other places. I mean, there's video all over. Our guys just walking in there and they're buying it like they're buying ammo.
I got buddies in Africa, that I've hunted with over there, and you just walk in stores and get them over there. I mean,
that's the craziest thing. Some of the countries with the stiffest gun control regulations, you can buy a suppressor it's nothing, but you can't get a gun at all. Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah. Again, Brandon Anderson is with us. It's LT Arms, 8130 Schaefer Parkway. I mentioned the gunsmithing department. Hey, now's the time. Get your gun in if it needs something. Don't wait till, first rifle, second rifle, third rifle, whatever. You don't know what you may need on it. They may have to order a part or do something. So come on in and see the team here, and Parker and those guys will get you fixed up. There is still time to enter into the Buffalo Hunt and the Shikari custom rifle. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you still have I think we're going to run this a little bit long. We were thinking about the end of the month, and now I think we're just going to keep running this and see how many entries we can get. We're getting a little bit more interest in it. So $100 for a raffle ticket, and it gets you an entry to win one of our custom-built Shikari Dangerous Game Safari rifles. It's the one I used for our bison hunt this year was a 375 H&H, but if you don't want something that big, we'll do it in any caliber you'd like. And the cool other part of this is that also that $100 gets you a meat cow at Clover Cliff Ranch in Elmdale, Kansas. So between the gun and the bison, it's $7,000 value for $100. And
like you say, you've done it.
I've done it. It's a good time, and they're a great group of guys out there at Clover Cliff Ranch. Guy runs it. His name is Spencer. He's a veteran, and they have I think they have 5,000 acres of free range. So the bison you'll be hunting are all free range, and then they also do commercial bison for wholesale and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But great group of guys, and they take you out there, and it includes room and board at the house there, and meals and everything.
So previous to the buffalo, what was the biggest animal you shot?
That's like the absolute biggest thing I've ever shot. Everything else was small, birds and squirrels.
Isn't it crazy, though, when you shoot something like that? And then, you start walking. And if you start walking toward that and it gets bigger, you know, it just like, oh my word.
Yeah, oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've tried for elk a lot of times, but I've always, you know, gone up there with a bull tag and I see tons of cows. And I'm like, there's got to be a bull somewhere around with these ladies.
Sure.
So, yeah.
But it is crazy how big a buffalo is.
Oh, yeah. Shooting something like that.
I mean, meat cow, whatever. Hey, a buffalo's a buffalo.
Oh, yeah. And we shot a couple of big bulls this year and they were, you know, 2,000 pounds a piece. And I mean, they look big when they're 150, 200 yards across the field. But when you walk up on them and you're like, I'm glad I was that far away, because if I made this thing mad and it would make quick work of me.
Yeah, we saw what it did to that old guy in Yellowstone.
Yes. Popped him up about 12 feet.
Yeah. All right, so come on by. Looks like we're going to extend it. And so come on by, get your chance. Hey, one ticket is all it takes to win it. All right. $100.
And we've had a lot of people like that. We've done rifle raffles over the past couple of years and things like that. And we've had guys buy, you know, 15, 20 tickets, and they're like, I'm going to win this. And a lot of times the guys that win it are the guys that come in and, you know, you give them their change, and they're like, ah, screw it, give me one of those things. And then you call them, and they're like, are you kidding me? I won it. And you're like, yeah, I only bought one of those things. Yeah. You got lucky.
That's so cool. So, again, if you're just getting a car, turn on the radio. I want to mention this one more time. The 12th and the 19th of September, free class. We're talking about now with the new law that came in August 1st. If you have to take the four-hour class, which means you have your hunter safety, okay, then you can come to that September 12th class, meet those requirements in that first class, then you can leave, and you'll be on your way. If you need the 12-hour class, which means you do not have your hunter safety, then that's going to be 2 6-hour classes, one on the 12th, one on the 19th, and absolutely free of charge. So you're never going to beat that deal.
Nope.
And you know what? If you're thinking about doing something here over the next even year, come in and get the class. It's free.
Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely. It's worth it. Yeah, if you're on the fence about it, you got 12 extra hours in your life. You can.
Yeah. And that, once you get your eligibility card, that is good for 5 years, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Good right. for 5 years.
And then we all get to do the four-hour class again.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's talk about optics and things, because you guys do carry, you know, a few optics over there. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about what you got for those that may be getting ready for the big game season and thinking about a new scope.
With everything in the shop, we kind of try to do a good, better, best type of situation where, you know, we'll get you something good that is affordable that will work for you, or you can go to the better option, you know, which is going to be kind of something mid-range or something like that that has a little bit nicer glass, or if you want to go crazy and throw a, you know, a Night Force on there, a Trigicon, something like that. Mm-hmm. We have that, so we try to represent all three of those levels on our shelf. We have everything from Sig Buckmasters, which I think for the money are one of the best scopes out there right now. Sig's doing really, really nice optics, and they're trying to put a lot of focus of their company in the optics because it's something they're not known for. So they're trying to make themselves a name in the optics field of the whole outdoor world. But, I mean, we always carry, you know, tried and true Vortex and Leupold. So if you're looking for something like that, but, yeah. And then we do have crazy, you know, 5 to 30 power Trigicon shooting out to a mile scopes.
Right.
So, but, yeah, if you buy it here, we do a free, we'll mount it up and everything like that and, you know, do laser bore sight. So that way you're at least somewhere on paper at 100 yards, because we zero at 25, so at least that'll get you somewhere within a minute of animal at 100, and you'll just have to do some fine tuning. But that's and like you're saying with the gunsmithing, that's another thing is that, you know, you want to come get all that done, get your gun sighted in, make sure it's working properly and everything like that right now, because that way it gives you an opportunity to shoot it a few times, make sure everything's hitting where it's supposed to and nothing's broken, because it's the worst thing in the world. It happens every year where guys bring a gun in.
Sure.
I need this fixed. When do you need it fixed by? Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going? They're like, right. I don't think it's going to be done by Saturday. So, yeah, it's a good idea to come in a couple months early and make sure it's running smooth, get a nice clean on it. And, you know, we can even work you up a really nice hunting load that will work really, really well with your gun and get you hitting You know, yep. Bullets do the same hole every time.
Yep, that'll work. It's LT Arms, 8130 Schaefer Parkway. Hey, tell all your friends and neighbors, free classes here. And again, we're talking about with the new law there, August 1st, it's in effect. And so once again, if you have your hunter safety card, well, you only have to do the four-hour class, and you can do that on September the 12th, absolutely free here at LT Arms. If you need the 12-hour class, you'll need to attend the 6 hours on the 12th and the 6 hours on the 19th. And, again, absolutely free. And you can just show up, and if we hear anything different about that or we see that some people have called and we see we're going to have too many or something, we'll figure it out. But we'll let you know. But just plan on showing up, and we'll make it happen. All right? Yeah. All right, man. Brandon, thanks, bud.
Thank you,
we
Scott.
Appreciate it. Come over and see him. Let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado, and we would appreciate that. Now, before I get out, let me say this. Hey, I picked up my truck last week. Another division of the business here is Vivid Visuals, and they do vehicle wraps and actually a lot of things with wraps, and we'll do that on our Haystack show or something, tell so other businesses. But I do want to bring it up real quick. They just did a nice new truck wrap for us for Sportsman of Colorado, and it turned out absolutely amazing. So if you're in a business out there and you've been thinking about maybe a vehicle wrap, or if you hadn't thought about it, I'm telling you, you're out driving around all day. Why not be advertising while you're driving? All right. It just makes sense. And I've had my truck wrapped for probably 10 years or so, and it has brought me business. I had one guy one time stuck a card on my truck, and it turned into a $25,000 deal. All right, so that was well worth the wrap. And so, seriously, you guys did a great job, and, man, I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It looks nice out there. Yeah, and if you need anything done, the phone number is 720-727-0460, and we can get you taken care of.
All right, Vivid Visuals. LT Arms, 8130 Schaefer Parkway. Come see them. Tell them Scott sent you, and I promise you, if you hadn't been over here, you're going to be surprised. Awesome store, great staff, and they'll take great care of you. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
They're the first on call and the first on scene. But did you know the suicide rate for first responders is 1.5 times higher than the general public? At Hometown Hero Outdoors, we help to provide healing for veterans, law enforcement, and first responders by creating memorable outdoor experiences designed to focus on camaraderie and mental health. Our mission is to serve those who have served us. Help us make a difference. To join Hometown Hero Outdoors or to help by donating, visit hometownherooutdoors.org.
Sportsman of Colorado Radio is brought to you by the Colorado Wildlife Council. The council works to educate the public on the importance of scientific wildlife management, conservation, and the benefits of wildlife-related recreational opportunities, specifically hunting and fishing. For the hunter and angler community, this educational mission is vital. It empowers us to become effective advocates for the wildlife and outdoor traditions we value. Their mission is to ensure that Colorado's wildlife is preserved for future generations through public education. Learn more about their work and how it supports your role as an advocate at cowildlifecouncil.org. We thank the Colorado Wildlife Council for their support of Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
You're listening to KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, before we get out of here today, I want to get on our good buddy, Billy Paddock, the Outdoorsman's Attic. Absolutely my favorite store to visit several times a week. 2650 West Hamden. Billy, what's going on, bud?
Boy, oh boy. Well, it's been good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the elk season here.
So. Man, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, it's hard to believe the big game season is on us. Here we go again, so hopefully the weather will cooperate. It's nice to see a little bit of moisture here of late, and hopefully we can, get this drought corrected a little bit best we can. But, hey, let's talk about what's happening at the store there, the Outdoorsman's Attic, and what you got going on.
Well, I'm getting a ton of stuff in, almost too much stuff, so it's going well. You know, we're selling a lot and everything. But the aisles are starting to close in on me, so you know what that means. That means that it's time to start moving stuff.
Sure, so, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So We're going to probably have a pretty big inventory reduction sale is what we're thinking about. And so it's going to start probably today.
Okay.
You know, and it's most of the people that come in, they kind of know the general rules. You know, most of my tags have dates on them, and so they know that we like wheeling and dealing to make the stuff that's been sitting around for a little while go out the door and get it back into the hands for somebody that they can use it, you know.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and so we're going to be doing it throughout the whole store. There will be a couple exceptions, of course, you know.
Sure.
But very few, you know. The guns, the ammo, while we can't do, you know, deep discounts on that kind of stuff, there will be good specials on that stuff, too.
Okay.
For example, you know, we're probably going to start with anything that's over 30 days is going to be 20% off, all the way up to 50%, you know, if we've got stuff over 90 days. You know, and it's going to be kind of graduated. Mm-hmm. You can come into the shop for details, but it's a good way to get stuff, you know, right before hunting season and fill those voids that you guys have, you know, that everybody does.
Yeah.
So we just want to kind of clear it out and get in front of the right person and get it used. It
sure.
It doesn't mean
sure.
No good just sitting here. So.
No doubt. And if this is your first time to hear Billy on the show, maybe you just found us. I don't know. But this is a consignment store for the outdoors, and we will define outdoors, hunting, fishing, and camping, okay? A lot of other cool things in the outdoors, but these are the three things we focus on here at the Outdoorsman's Attic: hunting, fishing, camping, and lots of gear. And just kind of doing a visual in my brain of the store, you walk in the door, you're going to see lots of clothing over to your right, and, man, a lot of packs. So, man, I tell you, if you need a pack, go over there. They have a yeah. wall full of packs. Just a plethora of clothing, all different sizes, all different, some camo, some just maybe casual wear a little bit for the outdoors, different things, fishing shirts, I mean, whatever. I mean, they've got it. And then, you know, they got some reloading things. They've got targets. They've got, you know, several big bins of, you know, some old holsters, different things like that. They got some muzzle loading stuff. You know, they got a little bit of archery thing. They got some gun cases. I mean, just everything that you can think of that you could use in the outdoors and on the camping side, from lanterns and Billy, I mean, I'll let you run through it. You know the store better than me, but I'll let you run through it.
No, I don't know. I think you're doing pretty good. You're showing it. You've been in my shop a time or two, that's for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, from lanterns, yeah. Man, and just, you know, cooking things. I mean, good night. And then from downstairs, you got your sleeping bags. You got a ton of decoy type stuff. And then a boatload, no pun intended, a boatload of fishing stuff. So, and live bait. So, I'm telling you, this is your one-stop shop for things that you need. And while some things are I say gently used, there are some things that, man, I've seen and I've bought through the years, just, you know, brand new. And I mean, great gear. Yeah. And it saved a ton from the big box stores, as we say. So if you're looking for some items that maybe you hadn't been able to find or whatever, and you may find something in there you didn't even know you needed. That's what happens to me most of the time. But just a great selection. They've got a great selection of firearms in there, as Billy mentioned, and a ton of ammo. And Billy, I mean, just kind of going through, you had a whole bunch of shotgun shells and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've got, I mean, steel shot all the way through. You know, we got a lot of dove loads. That season's coming up here real quick. I can't believe summer's flown by the way that it mm-hmm. has. I'm not prepared. I've got a muzzle loading trip coming up, and I'm not even thinking muzzle loading because it's 100 degrees out.
I know.
You know, and so yeah, guys, start coming in. There's plenty of stuff to choose from. And, you know, like Scott was saying, I mean, I've got stuff that's, you know, I've got new stuff in here that, you know, people buy the stuff, you know, they think that they're going to go on a trip. The trip never happens, and it just sits in the closet. And so mm-hmm. they bring it in to me. You know, let's get it in front of people that are going to use it, guys.
Right.
And gals.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. And, hey, this is the time to get in to see Scott the gunsmith downstairs. We keep him locked up in the basement. But, hey, go down and see Scott and tell him yeah. you heard about him here on the show. And you can even wheel around to the back of the store and just walk right into Scott. But
If you haven't been into the store, get by and see them. I'm telling you, it's a store you need to come in two or three times a week because you never know what they got in new. And as I mentioned with Scott, man, now's the time to get your gun in, make sure everything's working right and optics are right, all the different things, get it checked out. And Scott, of course, a master gunsmith there, has been doing it for many, many years, and he can get you dialed in. And Billy, pistols, man, I saw a lot. Man, you had a lot of handguns there.
A lot of handguns, yeah. I got a lot of nines, some revolvers. You know, it pretty much runs the gamut on calibers, guys. And there's some real good deals to be had in there, too.
Okay.
A lot of the stuff is like, I call them the pandemic guns. So the pandemic 9mm have come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the pandemic, everybody was buying guns. You know, some people were not gun people. They just bought them, stuck them in a closet, and they think the worst is over, and so they're bringing them back in to me.
Yeah.
And so now's your chance to get some pretty cheap, you know, cheap handguns.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of runs the gamut. It's a little hit and miss in here, but, yeah, boy, you know, start thinking, guys, that the seasons are coming up here quick. Hopefully we're going to have a good fall.
Yeah, no doubt. That'd be nice for sure. Yeah. It's 2650 West Hamden, and what are your hours here on Saturday today? Of course, our live show, and you're going to hear this on Sunday, of course, our replay, but what are your hours through the week and all?
Saturdays we're here 9 to 4 during the week. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays, guys. I have to get out too.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday through Friday we're open from I'm usually here by 8:30. We're here till 9:15 because I try to beat the traffic.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, good deal. Well, man, we appreciate it. I know you're busy. Appreciate you jumping on a few minutes. And, folks, if you get by, let them know you heard them here on Sportsman of Colorado, and we would appreciate that. All right, Billy, thanks so much, man.
All righty. Thank you. Uh-huh. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too, bud. Thanks for being with us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.